Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, after years of sluggish growth, Johannesburg's property market may finally be turning a corner. A new report from the Lansdowne Property Group is suggesting the city has hit the bottom of a cycle, offering smart buyers an entry point at 2007 price levels. Wow, with some of the best rental yields in the country as well. But is this really a recovery, or is this maybe just some clever marketing spin here? I want to discuss that further with Jonathan Kohler, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Lansdowne Property Group. Jonathan, a very warm welcome. So let me dive straight in here. This sounds very good, but let's be frank, what's the real evidence that the market has hit the bottom? Maybe it's just flatlining.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Jeremy. I think for us, you know, we definitely seeing sort of increased interest in the market at the moment. You know, I mean, our agents nationally, specifically in Joburg, you know, there's a lot more inquiries on residential properties. You know, and people are actually starting to pull the trigger. You know, I think there's a lot of value in the Johannesburg property market at the moment. You know, if I compare it to Cape Town, you know, I think a lot of savvy Johannesburg buyers who are deciding between, you know, moving to Cape Town and investing there or investing in Johannesburg have seen that the Cape Town property prices are really, really expensive, and they're seeing a lot of value in the Johannesburg market, you know, so I think that they're pulling the trigger on the Johannesburg property and sort of choosing, you know, a much larger freestanding home, whereas in Cape Town it literally costs three times the value.
But you've got to offset that, surely, if it is a buyer's market, as you're suggesting, but you've got to offset that against the poor infrastructure and ongoing safety concerns. And that is a consideration.
100%. You know, I think, you know, Jeremy, if I look at myself, you know, I mean, we've, you know, I've owned my business for 18 years now, and I've been renting for years and years and years, and I live in Johannesburg. And recently we did the exercise with my wife. You know, we were considering moving to Cape Town, and we went down and we had a look at properties there. And although, yeah, the infrastructure in Cape Town, you know, is good, and there were magnificent properties there, the purchase price, I just didn't feel comfortable with spending the amount of money on Cape Town properties. And generally where the value is in the Johannesburg property market is in sort of secure residential estates for that exact reason. You know, having a look at, let's say, your Stain Cities, for example, where inside the infrastructure is really, really good, the security is excellent, but you're still paying a hefty premium, where we actually made the decision to purchase a freestanding home, you know, just because the value, literally we paid what the purchasers paid for the property in 2007. You literally can't build it for the same price, you know. So I think if you sort of hedge, you know, the type of freestanding home that you buy in terms of the location, you know, is it in a boomed off area, you know, is there good security, et cetera, you can get a lot of value.
Are you confident, as far as Joburg prices are concerned, that this just isn't a temporary plateau before prices drop even further?
I don't think so. I think I'm fairly confident. I mean, I think, you know, the people who are going to go and semigrate to Cape Town or move down to KZN or move internationally, I think that those people have gone. And I think that the people who are still in Johannesburg now are in Johannesburg to stay. And I think that that will drive the market, you know. And I think that when, you know, I think people are sort of more accepting in Johannesburg as to what is going on. You know, hopefully, I mean, we're going to need some, proper momentum from the GMU, not just sentiment. You know, we're going to need some proper infrastructure change. But, you know, I think that most people still work in Gauteng, and it will drive the property prices, in my opinion.
And Jonathan, I'm interested to see you reference 2007 prices, but let me come back at you and say, is that not just a reflection of a market that hasn't created any real wealth in over two decades?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, I think sort of 2007 prices, you know, why I say that, you know, I mean, I remember when I was a sales consultant, you know, in one of Johannesburg's leading property developers, you know, and I was in sort of that golden time between 2004 and 2006, you know, where you'd get sort of 25 to 35% capital appreciation per year. And then obviously 2007, it started to slow down. 2008, the financial crisis, I think sort of end of 2009 to 2010, you know, the hype of the World Cup, you know, the Gautrain infrastructure, I think the rand was sort of seven to the US dollar there. And now I feel that, you know, there's a lot of value. There's a lot of property development going on in the Gauteng area, and I think it will drive the property prices up. You know, I think we've also seen some of our clients who have sort of moved down to Cape Town realize that it's not, you know, it's not just all great weather and excellent jobs opportunity, and have come back to Joburg, you know, because they're actually the standard of living that they have here in terms of what they earn and in terms of where they live is actually greater than Cape Town, and even though Cape Town might be a better environment to live in.
And that's a very compelling argument, Jonathan, but let's come back to prices. So let's take a place like Four Ways, for instance. A lot of development, obviously a lot cheaper than Cape Town, but some would say that affordability doesn't necessarily equal investment grade quality over the long term.
Sure. Yeah, you know, so that's sort of like the risk that you have to take. You know, I mean, if we have a look at, you know, I mean, if we have a look at one of the old SummerCon apartments, let's say in Johannesburg, you know, I mean, you know, those units, you're probably seeing a one bedroom ground floor unit at the moment, you know, that you could pick up for about 680,000, where you could get between 6,800 and 7,300 rand rental per month, you know, so the yield is extremely attractive. You know, but the question that you're asking is, are you going to get capital appreciation from the 680,000? As long as there's developers in the northern suburbs of Joburg, which there will always be, people are launching developments and they're building at new land rezoned price and new build cost. And new build cost is getting more and more expensive. So I really feel that you will get the capital appreciation, and with very, very attractive yields, you sort of have to assume that you're going to get some reasonable capital appreciation going forward, you know. But if you're getting sort of a 10% net rental yield in Johannesburg, it's still an extremely attractive rental yield. And if you're a first-time homeowner and you're taking out finance for that, it can cover the bond and most of the levies, you know. So it's a good sort of entry level into the market.
Jonathan, are there notable suburbs in and around Johannesburg that are showing real traction? And if so, is this sustainable?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to have a look at up and coming areas. You know, I mean, when we're having a look at areas like Limbro Park, for example, you know, and sort of that Greenstone sort of area where previously people wouldn't sort of think that Limbro Park, for example, is close to Sandton, but it's very close to Sandton. I mean, it's closer to Sandton to actually travel than it is from Four Ways, for example. You know, so I think that, looking at areas like that, you know, I mean, I think that you would get really good, or you've got more likelihood of getting capital appreciation in a sort of up and coming area. I think it's also worth sort of having a look at, you know, where the Gautrain is going to go. Having a look at the Gautrain going to Four Ways, for example. You know, Four Ways, a lot of people don't like Four Ways, you know, but with the infrastructure, you know, with sort of centers like Four Ways Mall, for example, you've got Flanagan and Gerald that have come in there, you know, it's starting to get better yields, infrastructure around, hopefully starting to improve, going all the way up to sort of Steyn City, Lion Sands, you know, all of those areas are built up, you know, and they're building up a lot, you know. So I think that, you know, that would increase your likelihood of getting good capital appreciation.
I'm going to leave it there. Jonathan Kohler, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer of the Lansdowne Property Group. I appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.